Finally, next to that high building, Jack, his heart beating fast, opens the heavy wooden gate with great effort and finds himself before a huge metal vessel that even the most experienced sailor like him has never seen before. Wood furniture and black and white photographs enliven and ornate the high walls made of raw brick. A nice-looking gentleman with a jovial look welcomes him.
"Good morning, sir. Welcome to Musa, the Salt Museum of Chavia."
Jack looks around, amazed by such a majestic atmosphere. The nice gentleman, an expert salt farmer, guides him through the whole museum, telling him why salt is called white gold. Salt! That is the precious treasure that Chavia has cherished for thousands of years. Jack eagerly listens to the stories the salt farmer tells him, and realizes that this time he does not need to take the precious mineral to hide it in the depths of the sea. The people of Chavia, the salt people, will defend their very priceless treasure. So many wonderful events has Jack lived through. But the sea is his home, and he has to come back, this time with a new discovery. Salt, the sweet salt of Chavia. Jack is so happy that on this very day he decides to change his name as a tribute to this incredible treasure. His new name is Jack Salino. And you will hear more about him. Jack Salino, the pirate of all the seas that separate lands and continents. Pirate Jack Salino, who knows even the smallest atoll as well as the name of the strangest corals.